All right. Matthew chapter 7. We carry on into the Sermon on the Mount series. This message today is entitled Country Road to Heaven. You'll see why here in a moment. We're basically looking at two verses, Matthew 7, 13, Matthew 7, 14. And these verses will be on the screen as well, and I'm going to ask you to stand because I'm reading the Word of God. We're going to acknowledge and respect that. God speaks through His Word. This is Jesus speaking in the Sermon on the Mount, and He says this, "Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it." You may be seated. I thought about entitling this message, AC/DC is a liar. They have this song called Highway to Hell. Perhaps you've heard of it before. But some of the lyrics, as they're talking about this experience that they think they're going to have when they get to hell, he says, "We're going down, it's party time, and my friends are going to be there too." How deceived is that? You know, that statement that they're a liar, it's not totally true. And by their own admission, they know which road they're on. And Lord, have your grace in their lives. Turn their lives to the narrow road. But I think there's a lot of people that we know, people that are in our lives, they're on this highway. And perhaps you were on this highway at some point in your life and you realized, I need to get off. I need to change my ways. And to me, the only way you can sing a song like Party Time, I'm going down, my friends are going to be there too, is if you're completely blind spiritually. You have no idea what Jesus says about hell. Jesus talked a lot about hell, and he was very serious about hell. He wanted people to know what it was he was saving them from. But in 2 Corinthians 4, 4, it says that the God of this age, and that's a lowercase God, Satan, he's blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. We have all kinds of people that are spiritually blind, and that is why they're on a highway to hell. Several decades ago in Coalinga, California, on Interstate 5, there was a terrible dust storm that picked up. And while this dust storm came through, tragedy began to unfold. Topsoil whipped around in 50-mile-an-hour winds. We know a little bit about that. It reduced the visibility down to zero. And the wreckage involved over 100 vehicles, and it spanned over 3 miles. And some cars were stacked on top of one another, 100 yards off of the freeway. 17 people were killed, and over 150 people were injured. And unable to see their way, motorists drove blindly ahead into disaster. Can you see some spiritual connection to that? They drove blindly into the disaster. The Bible says that there's a way that seems right unto man, but in the end it leads to death. There's all kinds of people on this highway to hell, and they think it's going to be party time. And they're living it up right now, pleasing every aspect of their life. But they're headed for destruction. Jesus calls hell a lake of fire. That does not sound like a party. And I think Jesus knows what he's talking about. It would do well for us to understand the significance of that kind of destination. And eternity is a long time. And you don't get second chances when you arrive at the gates of hell. That is where you are for an eternity if you do not have Jesus in your life. Jesus said it's a place where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. And as a kid, I always thought the gnashing of teeth was because the place was so painful. And then later on in adulthood, I heard this. The gnashing of teeth is out of frustration because you had opportunities to give your life to Jesus while you were on earth, and you didn't do it. And so you live in eternity in this place of torment with such regret. Why did I not give my life to Jesus? You think of the replays that are going on in these people's minds. If I'd have just responded to the gospel, my eternity would look so much different. But this highway is huge. There's all kinds of lanes on this thing. But I'm so thankful that God has provided an exit ramp. Jesus provides a way. I remember hearing a message by the pastor Vodi Bakum talking about the exit ramps of life. He says, brokenness is an exit ramp. Are we broken over our sin that separates us from God? He says it this way, brokenness is the off-ramp on the road of repentance. It is a place we come to recognize that we are sorely and miserably insufficient, and it is only appropriate in our response to sin that we be repentant and broken. But our culture tragically believes that all the discomfort that we have in life, it's problematic, and there's no room for discomfort in our life, so we avoid brokenness. In fact, we fill it with all this stuff to try to block all that away. Vodi would go on to say that we need to see that the answer to the problem of our sin is being broken. Saying, God, I need you. But the world around us, they act like they don't need God. Herein lies the problem. The exit ramp is brokenness. Have you been broken over your sin? Have you recognized, I'm a sinner and I'm separated from God. My sin is disgusting. It's ugly. I don't want to be this way. I need the help of Jesus. And so you call out to him. And when you do that, God begins to change the trajectory of your life. And you're on now, I'll say, a country road to heaven. You know, we have the privilege in some ways to have these backcountry roads in rural Iowa. A huge city in California may not really understand and appreciate that. But it's a road that's less traveled. The majority is not on this road. And it's not an easy road. Jesus says few will find it. It's the road less traveled, but it is a road with great purpose and significance that leads to eternal life. We exit that highway to hell and we get put on a new path, one in relationship with the gatekeeper. Jesus says, narrow is the gate that leads to life. Jesus also calls himself the gate. In the book of John, he says, I am the gate. The only way you can be in the fold of God is if you come through Jesus Christ. You cannot get to heaven any other way. You cannot get to heaven any other way. Are you awake today? Can I get an amen to that? Amen. You cannot get to heaven any other way than through faith in Jesus Christ. The book of Acts says there's no other name by which we're saved other than Jesus Christ. And Jesus himself said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one can come to the Father except through me. He's the gate. You want to get on that country road to heaven? You got to go through Jesus. It's not about the good things that you can do. It's not about the other religions that are out there. I mean, there's all kinds of good people that walk this planet, but they're on a highway to hell because they've not entered through the gate of Jesus Christ. Have you entered through Jesus? Are you on that road because of his access that he's given you? You know, I consider the timing of the update I gave regarding our church and the ministries that are happening here and the significance of these two roads. I just feel like for those who are on that country road to heaven, as we're going through, we're like extending the handout, right? Like, come. There, where you're headed, it's not a good thing. But I think we can avoid conversations like that because while we're here on this earth, we don't want relationships to get awkward. What are they going to think if I talk about Jesus? Let me settle that. What do you think Jesus thinks when you talk about Jesus? Isn't that all that matters? There are people who are headed for hell. But we have the privilege and the opportunity to see people come to know Jesus and get their life on the path of righteousness. You think of people in your own life that right now, you know, they're not following the Lord. They don't have a relationship with Jesus. Is the Lord putting those people on your heart? Reaching out to them. You never know when their final breath might be. You never know when the Lord will return. There are things that are out of our control. And time moves very, very quickly. Are there people that we need to reach out to and get on this path toward heaven? I feel like these words of Jesus are very strong because of the weight and the implications. I bet we go through our weeks and we hardly think about hell and the people who are headed there. Why is that? If Satan can distract us, he's taken more people with him. Give your week purpose this week. Make a difference in eternity. Jesus says, enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. Basically, two questions in closing. Are you with the many, or are you with the few? Where are you at right now in your relationship with Christ? If you desire to be on that road to heaven, I'm going to lead us in a prayer where you can receive the Lord Jesus Christ. You can enter through him as the gate to eternal life. But I also want to challenge all of us listening. Let's be active and engaged in leading people to the Lord. Let's not waste our time. There's things to be done. Would you pray with me? Father God, I thank you for this time and the consideration of Jesus' words. You are very serious about eternity. You're very serious about the answer to sin and the things that separate us from you, God. And Lord, you desire a relationship with us. And Lord, in the midst of that, our sin separates us from you, but you sent the answer. You sent your son Jesus to die for our sin, to pay the penalty and the price for our sin, so that we may receive the righteousness of God. It's possible there's someone listening when they consider the road that they're on, and they consider, have I entered through the gate of Jesus to be on the road that leads to heaven? If you've not made that decision in your life, I know this might seem like it confronts you, but it's the scriptures, it's Jesus speaking. He says, then you're on the highway to hell. If you desire to get off and exit that road, then come to Jesus with your sin. Just simply pray with me right now in your heart and say, Jesus, please forgive me. And right now I'm asking for you to save me. I enter through you as the gate to the road that leads to life. Today I receive this gift of salvation by grace through faith. Help me to live with great purpose from this day forward. A purpose that is eternal, a purpose that is heavenly, a purpose in your kingdom. Lord, for all of us listening, may this message sober us up, cause us to say, what am I doing in the kingdom? Are there people that I'm passing along and they're on a different road than me? Do I have compassion for their eternal state? What am I doing to reach out to my family? What am I doing to reach out to my neighbors, my coworkers, the people I rub shoulders with week in and week out? Lord, as you put people on our heart, we're trusting that you're going to be working in their heart. Help us to have the boldness and the courage to share the love and the light of Jesus Christ with these people. Bring them to you. Save them. We ask for your help in doing these things. Lord, thank you for this time together. In Christ's name, amen.